which I just pushed, which is the play button, it appears, which you think I'd really know this by now, but it's a red button that makes no sense. Hi, everybody. Sue.
Hi.
It's Sue and Wendy.
Oh, yeah.
We're back, as we threatened. So...
We did threaten it, and we did. We're here. Through on the
I have to say, I'm not good at keeping my promises, though, to this audience or anybody else for that matter, because I still have not made those brownies with the
with Nutella.
With Nutella, yeah. I still have not
Nutella.
Made them. Yeah. Has anybody made them?
Anyone's made them? No, I can't make them because I'll eat them. It's yes. just like it's a dangerous trap.
That's why I've not made them. So I'm thinking maybe for Thanksgiving, not that anyone needs more crap to eat, but maybe my nieces usually sleep over.
It's
so
a lot.
I'm thinking the next day, when my nieces sleep over, I can make it the next day and then hopefully they will eat.
Yeah, make it with them. That would be fun.
Yeah, well, literally, I checked. It really is just three ingredients. It really is just the jar of Nutella, the five eggs, and a cup of flour. Like, that's crazy to me. I'm just, as a science experiment, I'm just curious about how that's going to work out. So,
hey, how that works.
It was from Bon Appetit, if anyone is looking for the recipe.
Bon Appetit!
So, the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict just came down a little while.
I'm not even prepared to let that sink in. I saw the headline. It came in on my phone. And I didn't even click on it. I clicked away from it.
So I agree that I can't really talk about it. I was trying to read a little bit about it before we went on air, which is not really what this is. before I push the play button and record button. And he's studying, I'm assuming this is a new... This is something that only came up after this, and I assume an attempt to gain sympathy. But he's studying to be, are you ready?
No, go ahead.
A nurse.
Yes. Yeah, that's not true. But yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's the kind of nurse you'd want a nurse that took a automatic weapon to no one wanted you there or invited you, drove miles and miles and miles to something that had nothing to fucking do with you with a gun and killed two people. That is who you want to be your nurse, obviously.
Let me tell you something. There's a possibility that he might be a very popular nurse. Some people
probably
just want to put out their misery.
It's true. Well, he's clearly very popular.
The whole thing is it's nuts. He has obviously some, his PR team is working overtime. I couldn't even deal with the pictures of him crying. I just wanted,
I know.
Get an assault rifle myself.
Yeah.
He's making me violent.
So, all right. Well,
I don't really have anything to say about the verdict, and I'm going to have to do some reading. I just can't, I don't even want to accept it because it can't be right.
All you have to do is this. Picture if he were not white.
Well,
this would never be the verdict. There's
no
chance in hell that this would be the verdict. None whatsoever.
No. But I also blame the judge. Wasn't his judge
He's just like a fucking giant racist,
toadstool?
Yes.
And he was really like, he was making it about himself and he was grandstanding. So, yeah, I don't know.
All right. So everything continues to be terrible. I had a nice brunch on Saturday, went to the city, had brunch, sat outside. It was lovely. Had a decent...
Do you want to tell us where it was so we can shout it out?
No, because I don't remember. And honestly, the restaurant wasn't that good that I need to give them a shout out.
Okay.
It was some
Forget
French
them.
Place in on like Park and 19th.
Okay.
I think they're mostly known for steak. So, but the brunch was fine and it was a decent-ish Bloody Mary. I really liked the Bloody Mary I had when I was in Ithaca last time, which on its little stick, did I already tell everybody this? On its little Bloody Mary stick that, it comes with an olive usually and like a cocktail onion, was also a pickle, a hunk of cheese, and a hunk of pepperoni.
Well, that is a meal.
It was a meal. And the drink, that's all you really needed. I also had food.
Yeah, that's a nice combo.
Yeah, it was lovely. I didn't actually, I have not eaten meat in, I think since the beginning of September. I'm trying to remember.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a pretty long time. I eat fish, but I haven't eaten any meat. So I did not eat the pepperoni.
Not even chicken? I don't consider chicken particularly meat. Like, it seems like it's...
I just don't like chicken, so I haven't bothered to eat it. Because I don't enjoy it, so I feel like I can do without. So we'll see.
As it turns out, you have a birthday coming up.
Oh, yeah. I literally forgot. That is true.
It's right around the corner.
Yes.
So we're going to have to go celebrate.
Yes, Sue, we do.
Should we celebrate with or without meat?
Without meat. yeah. Anyway, whatever. I'm in a terrible, terrible mood, by the way, just FYI to everybody.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, you know.
Your daughter's coming home. I'm very, very happy about the first semester.
I know.
It's amazing.
It's weird. I'm very excited about that. I don't know why I'm in a bad mood. I went to the doctor. I got my blood work. It was basically fine. It's like my cholesterol is high, but it was actually less high than it was last time.
That's good.
Yeah. So basically everything's fine. Although, of course, the doctor told me I was fat, like I wasn't aware, and that I should lose weight as if that wasn't something I've been trying to do every single day.
Did you act shocked?
For 20 years. Yeah.
You should have fallen over. I did. Clutched your pearls.
So I don't know. It just, whatever. Anyway.
I still think you're going to the wrong doctor, but that's all
right. I agree. I do like her, but I have to move on now to somebody else. But it's just, it's such a hassle to find anybody I don't trust any doctors. So it's almost impossible for me to find somebody I like.
I got the recommendation from my OBGYN for a woman doctor in Farallon, which I can't remember her name, and I have yet to do anything about it. She gave me the recommendation.
Yeah, you go
almost
6 months
ago.
And then
so I'm gonna go first, and then I'll let you know. But I'm already like recommending her to people. Like I know what I'm even talking about. I have no idea what I'm talking about. She could be horrible, but she's not, because it's not just my OBGYN is not really even OBGYN. She's a nurse practitioner.
Oh, that's great.
I probably talked about this before, but I absolutely love her. She actually talks to me and listens.
Yeah, I'm definitely
going.
Amazing.
Yeah. She's not like running at me with gloves on. And this is her doctor. She actually uses this doctor for herself.
Oh, wow. Okay. Are you going to go soon?
I feel like I trust her judgment.
Go soon. Mm-hmm. Go soon. So you can tell
I'll
me.
I'll go soon. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go soon.
Because here's the final straw with this doctor. She, first of all, I get my blood test results before I get them from her because the lab, I don't know why, they just email them to me. So.
Okay.
I already saw them and like a liver number was off. So, and I was about to take this new blood pressure medication. So I called and I was like, this number's off. Should I go ahead and take this? Cause I know once I get on this medication, I'm supposed to go back in 2 weeks for you to check my liver. So this seems maybe like it's not a great idea. So I don't get to talk to her. She never calls me back. It's just like her office does. And they're basically like, you're a moron. And that's why it's fine. The number's fine. That's why she likes to interpret them first. Cause then she like writes on the results and mails them to you. And I was like, well, right. I wouldn't have called, but I'm about to take this new drug, so I would like to know, and whatever. So she made me feel bad about that, and then she was very dismissive when I had a pretty not great reaction to that drug today. So again, didn't call me, just like through her office, like, well, it's not a diuretic, so basically that didn't happen, so you must be insane, was essentially their response.
Do you feel like they're laughing at you?
Yeah, no, they're just annoyed by me. So, and I'm sure they think the two's connected, that because I was worried about the liver thing, I made up this.
You made up the reaction.
Right,
yeah.
The reaction
like,
to
oh,
it.
Oh, it's her again.
Exactly.
You have a nickname there. They
exactly.
Have a nickname for
exactly.
You there. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not taking the fucking drug again. So she's like, yeah, just try it again. It's like,
why? If you had a negative reaction, this is automatic. Don't take it.
Yeah. So right. Whatever. So that's
all right.
Actually,
I got a lot on my list to do in prep for you. So I feel totally responsible for this. I'll go to the doctor in Fairmont.
Thank you.
I'll give you a report.
Thank you.
I have to go get my face fixed with Vivace, which I have no idea if I'm saying it correctly. I'll go do that. And then you go.
Yes. When I was getting my mammogram last week, they had this little thing besides the pocketbook that you should do, make it, so Hackensack Hospital apparently also has like a spa in it. And I think it's in the same building that the mammogram's in. And it was like suggesting you make a spa day. Like you go get your mammogram and then like do spa activities.
you know, they're really stretching. Together. It's really, mm-hmm. they should just leave it alone.
Yeah.
I don't know why they think this is some enjoyable activity. I'm going to have a facial, a full massage, a mammogram, and a colonoscopy. What a day.
So, yeah. And also, again, I don't see them pandering to men in this fashion, but okay.
Well, I think we established why.
Yeah, I know. Women are more important.
Men are the red cardinals. We already know that. Did you happen to see the lunar eclipse last night?
No, did you actually see it? Because I'll be really upset if you saw it and jealous.
I did.
Oh, no I'm saying
that specific. Well, you know, I can't sleep. I'm not going to sleep through the night. I mean, I'm never
going to. I know, but I got up too, but I forgot to look. And I'm so mad at myself. So what did it look like? Was it cool?
It looked like the moon with a shadow over part of it, which I think is the exact definition of lunar eclipse. So, the good news is, and also it was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I said, I'm like, I'm definitely going to wake up if. It was going to take place. It was taking place all night. So I could have seen it at any point after like 1:30, yeah. I think, until 7 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So I knew I'd wake up and I'm like, well, I'm going to look, but I'm not going to take a picture because you know what those moon pictures come out like, right? But I couldn't help myself. But I'm like, well, I'm going to get a good picture. I'm going to literally post it for everybody to see. But it's as if the only way I can describe it is if one of two things were happening. Either I was jogging and I decided to take the picture mid-jog.
I don't even know what I'm looking at.
It's just a mass confusion. Or the moon was moving so quickly I just couldn't capture it. It's just a massive blur. And then I got a great picture of the deck rail.
It's really...
So I feel like I'm going very to nice. Submit these to National Geographic. They have that photo contest.
You should also submit the photo Sue sent me. Sue was in Puerto Rico. And she sent me first the text. She's like, I'm going to send you a photo because the moon is so enormous and beautiful in the sky. That's like amazing. And I was like, I have to take a picture for Wendy and send it to her because it's so amazing. And then she sent it. It's like a tiny dot. Of light.
I can't help myself.
It's awesome.
I know this time it's going to work. This time it's going to work.
But the, I think I don't get is why doesn't it work? Your eye is there and it looks big. What's the problem?
Like, I know it's not going to be as awe-inspiring as I think it is, but how could it be a dot? Why is it a dot? Also, it comes out as a full circle, and it wasn't even a full circle. There was a shadow over it. Well, I was like, literally, I showed him this morning. He's like, literally, were you running? Like, you were in a rush to get this?
It is extremely odd.
What had a neurological did you event see, out there.
I sent you the video of that I was trying to describe on last week's podcast.
It makes no sense to me.
It makes no sense. Go post that too, because
I'm going to post that too.
I don't know how to post on our Instagram. So a listener is listening, is watching.
A listener is watching? A
listener's watching Mayor of Eastwood, not us. Mayor. M-A-R-E. Okay. I mean, East Town. Yeah. What the fuck is the name of it? East Town?
East Town. Although it could be Eastwick. I literally have no idea.
That's a different movie. So I remember I would spend a lot of time, and I won't reiterate it because I don't remember talking about it when we were watching it. But
I was definitely obsessed with her accent. I couldn't get past the accent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of, there was a really good 30 Rock where Jenna is in a movie called The Rural Juror.
The Rural Juror? Yeah. The Rural Juror.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, and I just remember being really super pissed at one scene with Jean Smart in it that was so fucking dumb that it enraged me. It like really, 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 really drove me absolutely out of my mind.
I don't remember it.
I don't want to do spoilers. So she was, someone died and then she's at like the, to be funny. I was so I just remember the show driving me nuts. Every single time I watched another episode, it drove me berserk.
Although Jean Smart was really good in it.
She was good in it. But I can even feel that in that scene, she was like, why? Why?
Yeah, why are we doing why? This?
It just was, yeah.
What was so interesting about her at that time was that she was also, what had just come out, overlapping a little bit or right on the tail of it, was another HBO show that she was in. Where she is also, you know, an older woman, but like an entertainer, comedian, and like, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And
are you talking about really, Watchmen? Like,
very, very strong personality. What is it called?
Are you talking about Watchmen? Or are you talking about Hacks? She's in every single thing.
Jean Smart is not Watch. Is she in Watchmen too?
Yeah.
All right. Jean Smart was in, what's the name of the movie? It's the show. It's not a movie. It's a Hacks? Show. Hacks.
Yeah, no, she's fucking awesome in that. I'm obsessed with that show. I've watched it 2 or 3 times. Not as much really as I've watched Fleabag, but
Fleabag's also really good. Yeah, we haven't mentioned that in a while. Everybody watch Fleabag. Just watch it's so it. Good. Just watch
it. I've not seen really
I think I can
any...
actually rewatch it now.
I haven't seen any good TV. Have you? I've been watching nothing.
I'm going to tell you something. We watched a feel-good movie that was thoroughly entertaining. And I felt like I just got off of a cruise and I was 75 and I saw a nice entertainer. I thought it was just great. It was just a great movie and it's on Netflix and I'm going to tell you the name very soon.
No rush.
I think it's Red Notice.
Oh, with what's her face?
The Rock.
Who I don't like. Gal Gadot
yes. And Ryan Reynolds.
I like The Rock and Ryan Reynolds. I don't particularly like Gal Gadot, but awesome.
They're a great combination.
Okay, I will
watch
it.
It was really good.
I don't have any good reason for not liking her other as I just like her as a person. That's better.
Well, I mean,
or worse.
I don't really know her well, and I've never seen her in
She's
anything.
She's just
like one
super, super rich, and has like literally no clue, and just you know, she was the one who like did that song at the beginning of. She got her celebrity friends to do that song.
I have like literally
over
I have no
Zoom.
Idea.
You don't remember
I don't
that
know because.
Yeah,
I felt it was I
at
felt,
the beginning
although
of the pandemic.
The movie was really more about the chemistry between The Rock and Ryan Reynolds, so I love both of them.
Yeah, I love them too. I absolutely agree.
Yeah, also, it's The Rock's production. It's
oh,
his
is
production
it?
Company that did this. Yeah, I think it's his first one.
Oh,
so
cool.
Watch it. It's
okay,
really good.
I will
it's,
watch it. I will
I mean,
definitely watch it.
It's good. It was entertaining. And also, it's on Netflix.
Okay.
So my
so
you know,
free,
right,
is
the bar
saying.
Is lower.
You're
I'm right. home. On my couch ready.
All right. I will definitely watch it.
Besides that, no, nothing. I really haven't been watching anything.
Yeah, I've been doing kind of nothing. I'm trying very hard to continue to leave my couch occasionally. And it's been a challenge. I'm not going to lie.
It is hard. The couch is very tempting. It always wants to lure you in.
Yeah. Oh,
me too.
I love the couch. I had something exciting happen this week. I was doing yoga. It was Wednesday, let's say, morning. And I heard a very loud noise and proceeded to ignore it because I'm doing yoga. And then Paul comes home and says, you know, there was a car accident right in front of the house. We live on
that kind of noise.
Yeah, it was a complete, it was very loud. I don't know. I just decided, someone hit a parked car. Yes.
I guess they were texting?
My neighbor across the street parks his Audi on the street, his very expensive convertible Audi on the street. Yeah.
Someone, I remember when he moved in.
Yeah.
He was having a conference call.
Yeah,
his convertible
does,
on
yeah, exactly. Yeah, he likes to take calls in his car with the top down when it's nice.
Top
out.
Down, obviously. That's how I take my calls.
When it's nice.
I want
out.
Everybody to hear my calls.
Yeah. Someone drove into his car.
All right. So I have some, I always like to be upbeat and bring good news to the table, but I have something that I have to talk about, and it is for women, it's something that we've been dealing with our whole lives, and we probably don't even think about it anymore. But the issue of women's safety in the world is, I've had about enough of the fact that it's even something that we have to talk about in this day and age, but now more than ever, we do have to talk about it. Because I just heard a story that is definitely true. I cannot divulge from whom this came, but it is definitely a true story about a young woman who took an Uber and got home. The Uber dropped her off at her apartment and called her as after she got out and said that she left something in the Uber.
Oh no. Oh my gosh.
So she checked her wallet.
Didn't leave keys anything.
And phone was with her. So she's like, no, I didn't. Insisting. Yes, we left something in the Uber. So she goes downstairs. She does have somebody at the front of the building.
Okay.
At like a desk area. And said, listen, this is the situation. I'm going to go out. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. So she goes out, but she doesn't really like buy into it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she's like, I didn't leave anything.
Yeah.
But he kind of wants her to look in the car, and he's much too close to her. It's very, the whole thing, very uncomfortable. And I also think on the ride home, it was uncomfortable. It was speaking kind of inappropriately. Mm. It was just unclear. But it was enough that she videoed some of it because she wanted to have his information and to see what was going on. Okay, so fine. So no, we didn't leave anything in the car. She leaves. She goes back up to her apartment. A few minutes later, there's a knock on her door, her apartment door. And it's the Uber driver. Now, I'm going to leave you all with that information.
My God, that is
for a moment
horrible.
Because Uber has her full address and in order for billing purposes, including apartment number.
Oh, my God.
So, and again, there is like somebody at the desk, but it's not actual security. And there are people coming in and out with like food deliveries and that sort of thing. Ay. And like, he definitely could have gone in with somebody else. Like it definitely could have happened. I can't even just, you know, put all the blame on the apartment. But, of course, she didn't answer and called downstairs and everything, you know, he left and it was fine. But she did, you know, call Uber and report him. And the Uber's response was, well, we'll have to see if there's other reports that have been given. Which I don't understand. I'm still like at a loss with that.
Yeah. Because what's the difference?
What does it matter? If there were other reports, then he shouldn't be driving.
Yes, exactly. What? There has to be a certain number?
Right.
Why is that not like an enough?
Actual crime has to take place? Yeah.
What the fuck? That's very disturbing.
So after talking about this for a little longer, it turns out this is not the first time this has happened to this individual.
Oh my God.
Where somebody tried to get into her apartment, but the front desk said, you know, no, you know, called her. I'm not expecting anybody. Do not let them up. And then, you know, sent them away several times. Talking about it with somebody else. Yes. Somebody who I was talking to yesterday said, yes, my sister had the same issue. She got into an Uber with a friend, dropped the friend off and continued on to her house.
Jesus.
And on the way to her house, the driver kept trying to pull over.
Mm.
Like on the side of the road, and she had to like scream at him to keep going and that she was going to call the police.
Jesus.
So what I'm concerned about is, first of all, it's such BS. I can't even stand it anymore that this is anybody feels that they have the permission.
Mm-hmm.
They're entitled to treat another human being like this.
Yep.
I mean, just to scare somebody. Why in the world would they do it? First of all, but second of all, I think there's a lot of stories and I think there's a lot of incidents out there that are really not being talked about with Lyft and with Uber.
Apparently, because
I've never heard it, but it must happen if it happened to the same person twice.
Yes, because I'm sure a lot of times someone's like, well, it just seemed weird, but I can't articulate to a third party.
Right.
You know, they didn't do anything specific that I can say was, you know, illegal or inappropriate or whatever.
Right.
Just, you know, so you're always doubting yourself because of that. I mean,
well, that's how.
And also you normalize it to a certain extent because shit like that happens literally all the fucking time.
Right.
To women, like constantly happens, like literally all the time.
Right, because then it, you know, honestly, you know, obviously for us, things are different.
We're old.
We've dove into the invisible years, which is actually very comfortable.
It is.
And a very nice place to be.
I agree.
But if I think back to, you remember, we would be on vacation, walk down the street, whoever drove past had something to say.
Oh, yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
And that was normal.
Yeah.
That was normal. That's just how it was. Even on the street, right here where we live, you know, if walking down the street, you were subject to whatever somebody felt like they wanted to say. And she did say, yes, it happens all the time. All people, men, I don't want to say people,
no,
men feel they have permission to say, to talk about your body the way they feel like they want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Which is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Horrible.
Yeah, absolutely. When I lived in New York when I was young, people grabbed my hair. People like, I remember once being on really crowded street and some guy like walking past me in the other direction, like whispered something disgusting in my ear, like just all sorts of like disgusting stuff. Yeah. All the time. Same thing. Like I remember my friend, was visiting or we were saying goodbye or we just ate or something. We were saying goodbye to each other. We're like literally talking to each other on the street and some like guy drives by and yells like disgusting things at us. I mean, it was like, you can't literally live your life. Like that is not a thing.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Just living. Nobody's trying to get attention. No. Just living. So yeah, I mean, it just sort of, it just brings it home once again that, you know, we keep thinking that we've, you know, evolved, we've motivated as a culture, as a society, whatever. But I'm telling you, a lot of what she has experienced, this person who experienced with Uber, was not, you know, 19-year-old, 20-year-old men. They're a little bit older, not old, but experiencing out in social settings. Mm-hmm. These are young men in their 20s, or, you know, early mid-20s, who feel that they could say whatever they want to say. I thought that we were doing a better job raising our sons.
Apparently,
that's what I want to say. Yeah. And I'm, of course, putting this back on women, because we're the only ones who are responsible and smart enough. I'm sorry, men, but I have to put this back on women to be able to make sure that their sons really know what they're doing when they speak in public and when they speak about women in public. How I just feel like we haven't moved the bar at all.
No, it sounds like that is the case, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super, super, super depressing. Thanks.
Right. So what I know it is depressing, but the reason I really felt like I had to bring it up and I did get permission to tell the story was because everybody should be, you should be aware of it. Don't be complacent. Also a lot of our listeners, or at least several of our listeners are young people, just like this person. And just be aware, if you're alone in an Uber and you've had too much to drink, it's not safe.
No, unfortunately,
it's not. So you have to be in control of your senses. You have to be aware. And that was sort of, I think that's what really has helped this individual with that, is that she knows, she already knows that I cannot be without my best focus, my best senses when I'm on my own, even if it's 5 minutes from my house.
Yeah, it's insane. I just, someone posted something on Instagram, or maybe it was Twitter anyway. It was about, you know, men complaining, oh, in this day, you have to be so careful what you say to women, you know, in the workplace, whatever. And, you know,
oh, yeah,
the response is like, yeah, exactly. Like, we walk around with our keys, like, between our fingers and, you know, you can't, I mean, you can't be this, you can't be that. I mean, again, you can't just lead your life. That's not an option of what you
When was the last time you went shopping at night?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you ever go to a mall at night?
Yeah.
No, never.
Not by myself.
You're not allowed to. You can't. Because if you do, you're asking for it.
Yeah. It's just disgusting. I mean, it's just...
It is.
It is really...
We've got to do better.
So many times I'm like, read something, or I, you know, sends an article about someone doing something, and it's a man. And like, there's no way a woman can do that, or at least not do that without fear for her reasonable, absolutely justified fear for her safety. Like, you can't just go like, I'm going to go and walk about. You know, that's... You can't.
No, and I have... Like, honestly, like, I've been guilty of it too. Raising two daughters, I have been guilty of... Because I've had to. And I'm sure you've done the same thing. You cannot put yourself in that situation. But what I'm doing is I'm limiting what they can do. I'm limiting
Yes, and I absolutely have done that. I before my daughter went to school, where she goes, there's no fraternities anyway. And also she is the last person on the planet to go to a party. But I was like, never, ever, 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 ever go to a fraternity party. It is not worth it. Even though almost certainly nothing's going to happen. It doesn't matter, because it's not worth it. There's nothing about it that's worth it. So just don't do it. But it's depressing way to live, obviously. But I mean...
It is.
I don't have answers here. It's depressing.
I don't either. I'm going to have to make a retraction. I'm sorry what I said about men. Men as fathers, you can do it too. I'm sorry. I was all hot and bothered. So, but there's a lot of really great men out there. Mm-hmm. I know that.
There are some. And
there are actually a many. And this is what I sort of, this was part of the conversation was, because it feels like in talking to her, she sounded like she lost all trust in men. Like they're just terrible. So if you find somebody nice, then you're super, super lucky. But it's not that way. It's just that the loud, vulgar, disgusting victimizers are so out there that they just overshadow.
I mean, part of the problem,
and there are a lot of good ones.
You have is that if you're a predator, then a good job to have is an Uber driver. So that's also part of the problem, is that certain activities lend itself to people who are predators. So unfortunately.
Right. But really, ladies, don't get into an Uber by yourself. Certainly do not get into one. I mean, if you're not well within your mindset, like if you've had a little bit too much to drink or whatever, sit at the bar and have club soda until you feel better.
Yeah, or go with your friend to your friend's house together. Well,
Go anywhere. But just don't put yourself in that position. Again, it's terrible to say that. I hate to say it. Nobody should be limited. You guys should be able to do whatever you want. But unfortunately, you cannot. So I'm sorry. You know, like I said, I like to keep it upbeat, but I feel like I just had to sort of say it.
Yeah.
Because it's our reality.
And I also am glad, because I'm sure other people listening have had this experience, and to know that it isn't just like them being paranoid or them whatever. This is what happens, and it happens, I'm sure, extremely frequently, unfortunately. And
it does. And honestly,
report it.
It has to be reported.
Yeah.
It has
please
to.
Please do report it.
It has to be reported, and it should be reported to the police too, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
But have a record of it. If we learn nothing else today, have a record. Document.
Yeah, that's.
But that's my negative news. But I have really good news too.
Okay.
You already know this, but I'm sure you forgot because I told you almost a week ago.
Oh, yeah. That's the way
but
I
we have a listener from Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. That was really awesome. That is very exciting. I would
sing
the Oklahoma
states.
Song, but I won't.
I kind of was going to start with that, but I just didn't feel that anybody deserved it. It's been
that
a long
is very, very exciting. I am very excited about that. So welcome if you're a real person and not a bot. That's fantastic.
I don't care. I really don't care who it is.
I am in this like mood where I keep going to Peloton's website and thinking, I really should get a Peloton.
No, don't do it.
I need to get a
Peloton.
Don't do it. It is the answer to all of my problems.
It's not. Don't do it. Don't. It's trying to lure you in.
It is. It is.
With its sleek,
it's
sexy
so pretty.
Ways.
And I do remember about 3,000 years ago, approximately, I would go to spin classes in the city and they were good. Oh. Because the instructors are really awesome and the music was awesome. And then I went to some spin classes at my lady gym here and they were pure, utter, absolute torture in every possible way. They were so terrible and it was embarrassing. And I was like, okay, I can never do them again, but maybe these people they are good, obviously, and I should, you know, do it again suddenly.
No,
because
don't do
I
it.
Need
I
it.
Absolutely.
I have to lower my blood pressure. I need to lose weight to order to lower my blood pressure.
There's got to be a better way.
Luckily, I don't really have room for it. I would have to clean out part of the basement, and then it's very hot down there.
I don't
know. But what am I going to do?
Don't do it.
What am I going to do?
All I can tell you is Thanksgiving's coming.
I think I have to buy a Peloton. I'm sorry. I'm going to.
I can't believe this is happening.
I'm going to try this. Something new on the Oculus, which is that Google's like 3D headset thing. And we already do Beat Saber on it, which is super fun, but not that athletic. Apparently, there's something called Supernatural that you like do a lot more movement to. So
that's fun.
I'll
do
try
that.
That first, but I don't know if I'm going to do that. I'm
do that. That's so much fun. I just feel like
why is exercise so terrible? Why can't it be fun? Why is everything that's good for you terrible? For real. I know this is like a recurring question that everyone on the planet has, but why? Why does broccoli have to taste so absolutely disgusting? Why? Or kale?
I literally
I
ate
understand.
A bushel of broccoli for lunch.
Disgusting.
Like,
how do you
choking it down.
It's like it's combination. Like broccoli wins on all points because it's a combination of the taste and the texture. It's also disgusting. So why is
and
that
it gets
the
stuck
case?
In your teeth.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. So, it's a no.
I don't know. I'm in a mood.
I got nothing.
I'm in a mood.
Are you now? Tell me this. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? Because you're cooking.
No, that's a good point. I really should sit down and make a list.
Did you order a turkey?
My dad gets his free ShopRite turkey every year.
ShopRite turkey. Yes.
So he's gonna. Yeah, cook.
He's no fool.
He'll cook. I don't care what the turkey is because I don't eat it. I literally have stopped even putting it on my plate and faking I'm gonna eat it because this is literally.
You're not playing the game.
Zero chance I'm gonna eat it because turkey's gross. And
it's so gamey.
Yeah.
Is it gamey?
It's just gross. It just is gross. So like I order a couple signs from Fresh Direct and I make corn pudding myself, which no one else eats except me. Then I eat the whole thing. And I know you mock my green bean mushroom soup casserole, but it's huge popular favorite in my household, my turkey household. So I have to make that.
But like you've done it every year, so it's a tradition. So
yes, it's a tradition. But I think it tastes
good. Keeps grown to love it.
I guess.
I may have done it wrong.
My mother also used to make it, so I.
Yeah.
There's no real way to do it wrong, Sue. You throw some shit, and then you throw like 3 cans of shit in a thing, tin foil.
Yeah, I did that.
And then that's it, and some soy sauce, weirdly. So,
yeah.
Yeah, for the umami.
The onions were good on top. I like that.
Yeah, we love those things. Anyway, it does look like vomit, though. But,
it does, but yeah, I'm not going
to
do that.
So I guess I don't know. I was going to try. I'm sure this won't actually happen, but I promised Sam, but again, I don't keep my promises, as we all know.
Right. But you're,
would make cheesecake. We'd make cheese, which I have made in the past, and actually I can make, and it tastes really good.
That's a fun thing to do.
But it's just like, you know, the Philadelphia cream cheese package.
That's it.
Which is the kind I like super, super crazy dense cheesecake.
With a graham cracker crust?
With a graham cracker crust.
Perfect. At least you put fruit on top? Or no?
I don't know. Sacrilege.
You don't need to.
Plain.
You can just get
cheesecake.
You can get fresh berries on the side.
Exactly. If someone needs their damn berries, then they can just do with that. And then BYOB. Of course, I make the cranberry sauce because
I love making cranberry. That's all I make. Actually.
Yeah. Why would you not make cranberry sauce? It's the ridiculously easy and tastes a million times better.
Oh my god, so good! I can eat it hot.
Yeah.
I love cranberry.
Yeah, it's really, really good. You know why, Sue? From 8th grade, when we went to the woods. For 8th grade, some weirdo, we might as well talk about it because I feel like it's Thanksgiving themed. In 8th grade, we had to dress like pilgrims, go to the woods outside Amy Machado's house and build fucking lean-tos and sleep in them and cook our own
build
food.
Lean-tos.
Yes, and cook our own food.
With branches that we found in the woods.
Yes, we found wood branches. Yes, we found tree limbs. Put them together as a lean-to, only had to cook our own meals, only could use stuff that the quote-unquote pilgrims had, and sleep there.
Right.
What the fuck was that? Why did we
do
that?
I don't know, but it was disgusting.
I really wonder when they stopped doing it. So then we went into massive sugar shock, or lack thereof, whatever it's called, because we couldn't have anything with sugar in it. Because the pilgrims didn't have such things. So I remember at the end, for some reason, we had cranberries. Someone brought cranberries. And I think we just were shoving them in our faces, even though they're intensely disgusting.
No, we couldn't have eaten raw cranberries.
I guess they couldn't have been raw. So did we cook
them? No.
But I remember the cranberries. We clearly had cranberries. I guess
we had to have some sort of sweet.
I
guess
way. But we wouldn't. Maybe he did let us have sugar for that. I just remember being crazed about it because we didn't have
sugar. Yeah, and it could be. That might be what happened.
Anyway.
But yeah, it was disgusting. Yeah. You couldn't have anything.
And
that
again,
was,
did I say this? We had to also be dressed like pilgrims. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
Dressed like pilgrims.
It was
ridiculous.
Cold.
Yes, it was cold. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
We slept in there must have been like 6 girls in our lean-to.
Yes. It was really bad.
It
was really, really bad. It was definitely a punishment. But we had to go to the woods repeatedly before. To build.
Oh, I was like, how did we possibly build those in one day? Okay, I didn't remember that.
No, it was our own time to build our lean-to.
We did? That's horrible.
Out in the woods by ourselves.
Oh my God.
Just no chaperone. Nobody was watching it. And I brought my dad's tools.
I assume I was there with you, but I don't remember anything about it, luckily.
Oh, it was horrible. And we just remember coming home, I think my mom threw everything that I was wearing like and brought fire. Everything out.
Yeah, because there were fires.
Yeah, it wasn't normal. That wasn't a good idea. I don't know how that got through.
Yeah, this is when no one cared about safety or children.
No, they were like, you know what? We're overpopulated. See if you can lose a couple of them. The school's getting too crowded.
Oh, wow. That was terrible.
Can you imagine? No. What was that?
I don't know.
I remember eating eggs in the morning.
Yeah, I remember that too because it's so disgusting. I remember. Yeah, I remember that and then being really cold in the middle of the night. I remember both.
Wet.
Yeah, it was.
We were in the earth. Wait, we had to dig a hole, like a grave. We dug the hole, like a square hole.
Yeah.
And then put the branches over the top of it so we could sleep in the hole. Yeah. How is this okay? I swear to God, I don't know. This is not normal. I really don't talk about it. I must have been traumatized. But I do remember waking up and being like literally wet.
And we were allowed to pee once. We were allowed to go to Amy's house and pee. Do you remember that? And use the bathroom one time.
So where else did we pee?
I guess we didn't.
Yeah. I woke up wet. I must have peed myself.
Maybe. It's definitely possible. Yeah, we did that.
That's not normal.
No.
I would not let my child do that.
No. If my mom were still alive, I would yell at her right now about it.
Yeah, why? I'm surprised. Your mother was way more woke than the other mother.
I don't know. I guess I think it was like everyone did it every year. It wasn't like someone just invented this for us. Like it was been ongoing.
No, everybody did it.
So I guess.
I wonder if you felt like you would have been like left out if you didn't do
it. Yeah, I'm sure I would have. Yeah, I'm sure.
I think it was a social thing too.
I'm very curious to know though. I really want to know how it ended. Like, what made this not happen anymore? I would love to know that.
Yeah, I'd like to have been on that that school board meeting. Was it a missing child? A burn victim?
I don't know. Or maybe it wasn't anything. Maybe there was people built on the land and it just wasn't there anymore.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll never know if it's there anymore.
We should go take a drive.
We really should, actually. Let's do that. For my birthday. That'll be what we do. It'd be awesome.
Your birthday. Yeah. We camped out in Paramus like pilgrims. Just like the pilgrims did.
Yeah. No. Oh my God. Yeah, that sucked.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Yeah. Besides my Peloton issue and me like just being generally cranky, I don't.
All right. Well, just try to resist the freaking Peloton. I'll have answers for you next week.
About?
I don't know. I'll have options for you. Just give me a minute. Give me a GD minute.
Fine.
Don't succumb. It's a cult.
Oh, I think I'm going to go see the Ghostbusters movie this weekend. Thoughts?
Yeah, no, definitely. You have to tell me about it. I'm going to see it. Definitely going to see it.
I haven't
it.
Been to a movie since COVID, so.
Yeah, no, you can go. You're
should I go?
Go?
Maybe I shouldn't go. I don't know. Is it safe?
No, go. God damn it, go.
I'm a little annoyed, I'll tell you, because the last Ghostbusters movies was all women. And as you know, it's like absolutely excoriated. Like people were horrendous and horrible and like left.
Horrified.
Like just, and were so also racist. And it was, and I liked the movie just fine. I thought it was funny.
It was entertained fine. By it. I mean, listen, you're going to watch a Ghostbusters remake.
And
the nostalgia of it.
Awful virulence that like, I almost don't want to see this one.
I know.
Because of that, so because
meaning, I know, but Paul Rudd's in it.
Yeah, I know. I love Paul Rudd.
I know. So I'm going to be.
He looked very tired. I was watching him with Stephen Colbert today. It was looked very tired. Very.
Yeah, and his Sexiest Man Alive cover was heavily.
Yes, terrible. Very, very. I'm going to admit that when I do my little weightlifting, my 17-minute weightlifting routine, I do it while watching. I did simultaneously watch my computer. It's a video which I put on in front of my big TV and watch Stephen Colbert, which I have, you know, recorded from the evening.
Oh, that's
before.
Good. That's a good way to make forces the time go.
Yeah. I think it's maybe not as good a workout as when you pay attention to your workout, but I'm not going to do it.
That's splitting hairs.
Exactly. Oh man. Well, I have to say, I think last week when I actually had a list of shit to talk about was probably better, but you know, you work with what you get.
I don't think we should be so hard on ourselves.
You work with what you got. Anyway,
I think we're just fine the way we are.
We're pretty perfect. I
Yeah, it's really, it's hard. I mean, how do you improve on perfection? You just can't.
Well, this week, I swear I'm going to make those brownies. So,
all right, make the damn brownies. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to promise anything, but I'll do something and I'll report back.
All right, please do. All right, everybody.
All right.
Have a happy, healthy, joyous Thanksgiving. And
enjoy it, everybody.
Talk to you soon. Love you all.
Bye.
Bye.